Page 115. Lesson D. Technological change. 2. Listening and writing. Trends in technology. A and B. Listen to four people talk about recent trends. 1. Adam.
What I've noticed lately is that the texts I receive are longer and clearer than they used to be several years ago. There's a lot less texties, like BTW for by the way and LOL for laugh out loud. I guess it's because it's a lot easier to type on a phone now. And also, phones automatically correct spelling, you know, when you hit the wrong keys. I think this makes communication a lot easier. One funny thing is, I have a few friends who don't pay enough attention when they text, and they don't notice when the phone makes the wrong correction. Some of the mistakes are hilarious.
2. Emily.
One thing I've noticed is that people seem to buy more and more things on the internet. Food, clothes, cleaning supplies, you name it. I think it's a more efficient way to buy things, and the result is that people have more free time to do what they want. I mean, I used to spend every weekend at the mall. I'd go from store to store with a long list of things to buy, and sometimes I'd find them and sometimes I wouldn't. As for clothes, it could take several weekends to find the right thing. Now people do all that on their computers. Sometimes they'll go into a store, but just to get a good look at something before they buy it online.
3. Tyler.
One thing that has changed in the last few years is that movie attendance is going down. I guess it's because ticket costs are going up, so the trend is for people to watch more movies at home. Most of my friends, they pay a monthly fee and get movies on demand. Of course, they all want to make the experience just as exciting as going to a movie theater, so they spend lots of money on gigantic televisions and sound systems. Thousands of dollars, in fact. And these systems consume more and more electricity just when the whole world is trying to conserve energy. And is all this really less expensive than going out to a movie? People need to get out more, exercise more, and just be more aware of the world outside.
4. Madison.
Something that has changed in the last few years is that people just can't put away their phones, even when they're out with friends. At least, that's the way it is with my friends. You know, it's like when someone's talking about a movie they just saw and they can't remember the name of an actor, so everyone grabs their phones to search for it. And then one person notices a new text message and starts answering it. And someone else is like checking email and so on. And then a few minutes later, someone says, "What were we just talking about?" Okay, so maybe I'm exaggerating, but it's more and more difficult to have interesting, intelligent conversations when you get together with friends.